Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Hunger-striking asylum seekers living in a controversial direct provision centre in County Kerry are to be moved now to alternative accommodation in the coming weeks and months. The announcement was made by the Minister for Justice, as you've just been hearing, in the Shannon this evening, 3 days after over 30 residents of the Skellig Star Hotel in Cahersveen went on hunger strike in protest over conditions there. Our reporter John Cook has been following the story. John, it's just Tuesday since you were hearing the complaints of the residents.
That's right, Philip. And listeners may recall from previous visits on Tuesday and some months ago to Cahersveen that the Skellig Star Hotel is Ireland's newest and arguably most controversial direct provision centre, set up just in March of this year at the start of the COVID-19 lockdown in a government plan to ease pressure and the risk of spreading the virus in other centres by moving over 100 asylum seekers from 4 separate facilities in Dublin all the way down the Ring of Kerry and to Cahersveen in what's been widely regarded as a plan that couldn't have gone worse, because there were over 20 cases of COVID-19 breaking out in a cluster in the hotel by late March and early April, leaving residents on lockdown inside and the local community outside in fear. Though there are no cases of the virus there now, many residents were moved to isolate elsewhere. We were told that up to 30 of them have simply walked out in recent weeks to unknown locations due to a lack of services at the centre, like transport to bigger towns, access to social and psychological services for traumatised asylum seekers. And there have been allegations about problems with the food and water supplies since a boil notice in Cahersveen some weeks ago. Out of the remaining 41 residents, the physically healthy adults told us on Tuesday they would refuse food until they were transferred to more suitable centres with independent catering facilities like Mosny or Tullamore, they said. And many of those who spoke to us spoke of worries for their mental health if they stayed. Here's a quick reminder, Philip.
Because we're still traumatised and we're going emotionally, we're depressed. It's taking a toll on some of us. Like, we sleep during the day and then at night we're awake and we only
give... Do you go out in Cahersveen or how... Because the locals have been supportive, I think, to your cause.
We do go out, like, going to Centra, that's all.
When we get to the shops, there are people who still, like, run away from us. Or when we meet, like, people from the community in the streets, there are people who still, like, cross paths with us because they still believe that we have the COVID, or they still look at us like people who have the COVID or people who brought the virus in Cahersveen. And we're not going to stop. We'll continue the hunger strike until we have the transfer letters in hand.
So what has the minister done this evening, John?
Well, residents there had sent me a letter today, Philip, they got last evening from the Deputy Secretary General of the Department of Justice, indicating that they would be there would be transfer applications considered for some of them in the coming days. They were asked not to put their health in danger by continuing with hunger strike. But in the Shannon this evening, the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, has gone further in saying that residents of the Skellig Star will be relocated in the coming weeks and months, families to be prioritised and hopefully moved by the end of next week. We can listen to what she said.
Firstly, if I could just say to the senators and indeed to many who have raised this with me, I appreciate the concerns that senators here and others have for the residents. I too share these concerns. It's a matter of deep regret to me as Minister for Justice. In fact, it's something that I'm very sorry that the residents of the Skellig Star in Cahersveen felt that their concerns required this type of action. It's a very serious situation. The transfer of direct provision residents to Cahersveen arose because of the pandemic, because of the virus. It's been a very difficult situation for everybody, but in particular I want to acknowledge how difficult this has been for the residents. The centre in Cahersveen was opened, as I've mentioned, as an emergency accommodation only at the outset of the pandemic. Our policy has always been to withdraw from emergency accommodation as quickly as possible, and in particular to ensure that families spend as short a period as possible in such accommodation. My officials will be implementing that policy in relation to Cahersveen. Places for the first families are currently being identified and moves for them will be completed by the end of next week. Other residents in the centre will be moved to permanent accommodation as soon as spaces can be found, and this process will be completed in a relatively short period of time, in no more than a few months. Realistically, though, I would like to see this done by the end of the year, and I have spoken to Minister Gorman, who will be taking over this portfolio, and he agrees, and I think this is something that we can agree to. Replacement of the direct provision system will not happen overnight, unfortunately, and I think that we know that is the case. The existing centres will continue to operate in the short to medium term, but further changes will be made.
So transfer to other centres over the coming months and hopefully by the end of the year, she says. Have you got any reaction from the residents in Carrigstaveen?
I can tell you right now, Philip, that locals in the community who've supported the movement of these asylum seekers out of the Skellig Star are going to the hotel. There are celebrations almost in the air and lots of noises. I spoke to Aswar Fuard from Sri Lanka. He's a father of one, an asylum seeker who was moved from Dublin in March to Carrigstaveen, and he's announcing at 6:15 right now that the hunger strike is being called off. I asked him what was happening.
Yes, we got the news from the media and in the dial that the minister confirmed that they are going to move the families immediately in the next week and following the individuals. So we hope this will happen in a very soon time and no any delays.
Aswar, are you calling off the hunger strike this evening?
Yes, we have communities coming here. We have a celebration here, and we're going to suspend our hunger strike upon receiving the good news from the government.
It must come as a great relief to you all, Aswar, to your wife and child, and to all of your friends there that you live with in the Skellig Star.
Yes, thank you so much. Also, I thank the community and I thank all the media support and all the government officials who should be with us and to highlight our issues to get this achievement. Thank you so much.
Aswar Fuad there confirming that the hunger strike in Carrigstaveen Direct Provision Centre has been called off.